This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And once again, we're here to answer your questions. Plus, we've got lots of information to share with you, so you can call us. Here's the number, 877-726-8255. Or if that's a lot of numbers for you, it's 877-726-TALK. We'll be taking your phone calls this hour and next. And we have some very interesting stories in store for you. We're going to talk about how the use of statin drugs can increase the likelihood of a dread neurological disease. Also, restroom hand dryers are supposed to be more sanitary. Turns out they're not, according to a new study. And when it comes to medical textbooks, the information that's found therein is heavily biased by pharmaceutical company dollars. Big surprise. 877-726-TALK. And I was just looking at the calendar, and it's kind of interesting because last time I checked, it's 2018, right? And that makes it 30 years, 3-0, that we've been doing this broadcast. We started in 1988 when the show was called Health Talk, now dubbed Intelligent Medicine, and we've been broadcasting continuously since 1988. So I suppose it was about this time of year that I was first offered a radio program back on WEVD in New York City, and then I moved to WOR. That was our flagship station for many years, and now we're broadcast via Radio America across the United States and Canada. And so I guess we should have a 30-year celebration one of these days. Celebrate with me by calling 877-726-8255. Glorious morning here in New York. Finally, we've broken through the pall of winter with temperatures reaching into the 80s. And I took a glorious run this morning because finally the temperature was above 35 degrees. And although we're not going to get much of a respite because I hear the temperature is going to plummet again, as it so often does, by about 40 degrees, and we'll be back in the deep freeze for at least a while, but ultimately, I guess the consolation is it is April, and we will eventually emerge from the hoary claws of winter. All right, this story, and it has to do with the flu vaccine. Recently, I wrote an article that expressed some concerns about the flu vaccine. The flu vaccine, while touted for everyone, turns out to not be very effective. That's commonly acknowledged. There was anywhere from a 12% to 30% effectiveness, even by the standards of conventional medicine this year. They still tell you, get the flu vaccine, it's your best protection against the flu, and even if you get the flu, it's likely that your flu is going to be less severe because you will have acquired immunity against the flu. Well, here's an article that appeared in the British Medical Journal just this week, which suggests that getting the vaccine may make getting the flu a more dangerous experience. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not against vaccination. I think vaccination is one of the great public health miracles that has allowed us to reduce infant mortality and live longer. But when it comes to questioning vaccines, I think we really ought to keep an open mind, because some of the vaccines that we put a lot of faith in may not be what they're cracked up to be. And the flu vaccine is a case in point. I'm reading from the April 11th edition of the British Medical Journal. And what they're saying here is that when a person who's taken the flu vaccine is infected with the same strain of flu that the vaccine is targeting, really, that's the idea. You want to get a perfect hit. You don't want to get vaccinated against one strain of the flu, and then when November, December, January rolls around, another strain of the flu is making its rounds, and you're not immunized against it. So this is the best-case scenario, is that you've been vaccinated against a strain of the flu that you then are exposed to. Well, they say in this article, and I'm quoting, one can expect the course of the flu to be significantly worse. They say that the cytokine storm being observed in severe cases of the flu, cases where people get put in the intensive care unit and sometimes die, is likely to be an infection concurrent with an allergic reaction. So what's up with that? Well, they, by analogy, suggest that flu vaccines may cause a dengue-like disease. Dengue fever is a devastating tropical disease that causes severe muscle aches and fever and weakness, and sometimes can put you into shock, and people can die from dengue fever. And in dengue fever, what happens is it's not on the first bite by a mosquito infected with dengue that you necessarily get sick. The first bite causes your immune system to create antibodies to the virus, and the second time you get bitten by a mosquito, the antibodies trigger a very, very severe reaction by your immune system. That's how dengue virus makes you sick. And what they're saying here is that when you get the flu the normal way, you get it through the air, right? You breathe it in. But when you get the flu shot, it's injected under your skin, just the way a mosquito might inject dengue virus under your skin. And then the second time you're exposed to that precise strain of the flu, it's a little bit like the second bite by a dengue virus-infected mosquito. And they say in this article that upon a subsequent bite, this is the dengue virus that introduces the dengue virus again, the person develops hives due to a severe allergic reaction, and they may develop hypotension, low blood pressure, and dengue shock syndrome. They say that increased hospitalization rates have been observed in asthma patients that have received the flu vaccine. These are precisely the patients that we want to give the vaccine to, because they say, oh, well, you have asthma, and if you get the flu, your breathing's going to be compromised. You might end up, having to be in the hospital because of your asthma. Well, no, it turns out that instead of reducing hospitalization rates, the flu vaccine has increased hospitalization rates in patients who receive the flu vaccine. And, well, this is because asthma patients are super allergic. They have a strong IgE response to the viral proteins upon vaccination. And then when the flu virus comes along in the natural way, these asthma patients can be expected to develop severe IgA-mediated asthma. So an interesting, this is not going to be making the rounds next year when they do the usual campaign to get the flu shot. But you got to put it in the hopper when you're evaluating the pros and cons of this particular vaccine. And sometimes they say vaccines are settled science. If you'd question them, you're an anti-vaxxer. But I say that's an essential part of scientific investigation and debate, to keep an open mind about the pros and cons of things that we've accepted as settled science. Not so settled in this case. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number 877-726-8255, and we'll be right back for your questions and more of Intelligent Medicine. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider a part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And our number is 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. You can call us this hour or next. And there are other ways to reach us. You can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, and we'll take that question, use it as fodder for our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer listener questions. The other way you can get to us is via your PC or Mac. On our homepage at drhoffman.com, there's a little rectangle on the right side, and if you click on it, it'll prompt you to record a question, as did Helen. Let's hear from Helen.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. This is Helen Belden. I'm an 86-year-old woman, and I still run, and I do lap swimming. In the last month, I've lost a lot of hair. My hair is thinning out, and I always had a good head of hair. I'm 5'1", and I weigh about 100 pounds. I know we can't stop the clock, but we can maybe slow it down with some good nutrition. Any insights that you may have that will help me in this situation, I really would appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, Helen, you sound like a real exemplar of intelligent medicine. You sound great, and you're exercising at a high level, and that's going to keep you in good shape for a long time to come. And, you know, when it comes to hair loss, as you correctly state, there's some inevitability to hair loss. You know, as we age, we develop wrinkles, we need eyeglasses, we may have reduced hearing, we may have receding gums. These are all natural consequences of aging, including hair loss. But if the hair loss is new, sudden, or precipitous, maybe there's a reason. You might get your thyroid checked. You might look at iron levels. These are some of the most frequent causes of hair thinning or hair loss. It's different in women, especially at the age of 86. It's probably not what's called androgenic alopecia, which younger women can experience and most men experience to some extent because testosterone causes hair recession and baldness. That's probably not an issue for you. But, you know, I have to say, there are some nutrients that are helpful for supporting hair growth. They would include silica, biotin. Certainly adequate protein is necessary for hair synthesis, but I presume you're on a pretty good diet and you're getting adequate protein unless you're on a very, very skimpy vegan diet, which if you're listening to this program, you probably aren't. When it comes to nutrients for hair growth. I kind of reject the miracle grow theory of hair. You know, miracle grow is the product that you're supposed to put on your sagging plants, and your plants perk up and grow fast and yield great garden vegetables. It isn't always the case with plants. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's about nutrition, but sometimes it's about sunlight. Sometimes it's about parasites on the plants or viruses. Sometimes it's about too little water, too much water, etc., etc. And same thing when it comes to hair loss. You know, when you take a miracle hair formula, it may or may not kick in for you. It's, you know, worth it to make sure that you don't have a specific nutritional deficiency or hormonal problem. But this may just be a consequence of your healthy aging. You know, it is not necessarily associated with poor health. You know, from a cosmetic standpoint, it's a downer. But you may be healthy nonetheless, even with slightly thinning hair. 877-726-8255 is our number. And I want to share with you very exciting news about a natural, effective, non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. You want to manage your blood pressure without medication? Let me tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. What is it? It's a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. And at least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use of the Zona Plus can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or orderzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the Zona Plus folks are offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Folks, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's the Zona Plus. Find it at orderzona.com. All right, here's an item that's been in the news this week, and it has to do with, I was at a theater this week, and they didn't have paper towels. And the reason that they don't have paper towels is, well, it's more sanitary to use hand dryers, and plus it saves the environment. You know, all those trees we have to chop down to make paper towels. So the hand dryers are thought to be an enhancement over those old-fashioned paper towels. Well, according to a new study, research from the University of Connecticut School of Medicine recently conducted a study published in Applied Environmental Microbiology to determine if hot hand dryers in public bathrooms carry bacteria. So they examined 36 bathrooms across the campus, and they were specifically scanning the areas for bacteria colonies, and they put into the air in the bathroom a harmless strain of bacteria to see if it was spewed out by the dryers. And so it's like, well, hey, we never thought of this, but those dryers have to have an air intake, and they suck in air from the bathroom, which may have harmful bacteria, spews them out at high velocities, and that stuff that goes directly onto your hands, perhaps also into your lungs. Not great. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you can call us. You can come directly into the doctor's office. Appointment is free. 877-726-8255. That's our number. 877-726-TALK. And, you know, medical students often complain that they learn nothing about nutrition in medical school. And if you were to go to a doctor, say your general practitioner, your heart doctor, and you ask them about the use of, I'm just picking an example at random, coenzyme Q10 for your heart problem, they may say, well, they didn't teach us about that. And it turns out there may be a very, very good reason that these doctors were never exposed to information about nutrition or supplements. Here's a story which is based on a study by a group of researchers who looked at the premier medical textbook that medical students and young doctors, and in fact all doctors, use. It's called Harrison's Textbook of Medicine. Harrison's Textbook of Medicine was the Bible that we used in medical school. In those days, it was a big tome. Literally, it was a two-volume tome that weighed, you know, as much as a doorstop. And we used to lug it around and mess up our backs and necks carrying it in a knapsack. And then, of course, when you're in the hospital, it was in the on-call room, so that if you had a patient with thorny problem, you could look up precisely how you should manage that problem. And it turns out that it was first published in 1950. It's now in the 19th edition. It keeps getting upgraded, of course, because medicine changes. And so they did a study on how much money from pharmaceutical and device makers that authors for Harrison's received during the period 2009 and 2013. And it turns out that these authors received more than $11 million from makers of drugs and medical devices. And here's the problem. Not a penny of which was disclosed to readers. So typically when you read an article in a medical journal, a study, there's a little section that says potential conflicts of interest. And say you read an article about how beneficial chocolate is. And at the bottom in fine print, under the conflicts of interest statement, you see that the author of the study received a $150,000 grant from Nestle's or Hershey's to perform the study. So maybe, just maybe, a little bit of a conflict of interest that they're more likely to find positive results. Well, no such conflicts of interest were disclosed to readers of Harrison's. One author, a physician, during that period received nearly $870,000 in funding, including for research. And many Harrison's authors also hold patents in their fields. So clearly, they're going to say, well, the drug that I discovered or the device that I discovered works great for this or that or the other medical condition. So the researchers say that they're not particularly surprised by these findings. It's not the first time that they've looked at conflicts of interest in textbooks. In 2015, they published a paper finding the same problem in pharmacology textbooks. One of the authors says, quote, sadly, after 6 years doing these types of studies, we were not surprised by these findings. However, we continue to be surprised that the publishers and authors of medical textbooks do not have the same transparency standards about conflicts of interest that have become widely accepted for clinical trials and other primary sources. So there you have it. Follow the money trail. And in this related article, medical students say they currently learn almost nothing about the way diet and lifestyle affect health, and they should be taught more. It turns out that 80% of the patients that we see, maybe more, that's a conservative estimate, have conditions linked to lifestyle and diet. And doctors are not being trained to deal with non-communicable diseases. In fact, this has become an acronym, NCDs. Non-communicable diseases are the diseases that are threatening to bankrupt our health system. So you need a new kind of training to cope with them. it turns out that medical students are given about 10 to 24 hours over 5 to 6 years in medical training on nutrition. And that's terrible state of affairs. And I have to say that when I was in medical school, maybe that was less, but I, of course, sought out more courses of instruction on nutrition on my own when I had elective time. But you can breeze through medical school with a very, very cursory introduction to nutrition. In fact, you could probably skip those classes because they're not going to be on the exams. And it's a sad state of affairs because what you learn in medical school is dictated to a large degree by big pharma and device makers through payments to authors who write medical textbooks. That is not a great state of affairs. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let me share with you some information about a product that I like for patients suffering from fatigue. It's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be aging or illness or just being run down. That's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT Factor works on the mitochondria. The mitochondria are the energy-producing factories within the cells. It repairs the cell membranes, and that allows cells to function more optimally. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it's available in ProPacks. That's a one-stop shop for all your daily nutritional needs. But a while ago, it was suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi or fish oil and yet still harness the power of NT Factor. So the product Healthy Aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it provides you with the unique energy support of pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. I've not gone a day without taking NT Factor for decades. And now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order ProPacks or Healthy Aging, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, this item. And they talk about how sitting is the new smoking. And in particular, sitting is bad for your heart, bad for your metabolism because sedentary lifestyle ain't great. And they even suggest that sitting may not be compensated for by bouts of exercise, which is not great for weekend warriors who are white-collar workers and they sit in the office and they feel like they're going to expiate their sins of sitting by intensive exercise over the weekend. It turns out that you can maybe take the edge off the harm caused by hours and hours of sitting, but you can't completely reverse it. Now, researchers have found a new problem associated with sitting. Sedentary behavior is linked to thinning in regions of the brain that are critical to memory formation. And they looked at this. UCLA researchers recruited 35 people ages 45 to 75. They asked them about their physical activity levels and the average number of hours per day they spent sitting over the previous week. They then performed a high-resolution MRI scan on these experimental subjects, and that gave them a detailed look at their medial temporal lobe, which is the money spot in the brain, the brain region involved in the formation of new memories. And what they found, to their chagrin, was that sedentary behavior is significantly associated with thinning of the MTL, the memory center of the brain. And the physical activity, even at high levels, is insufficient to offset the harmful effects of sitting for extended periods. So again, you know, just as when it comes to the heart, metabolism, it's hard to offset the effects of extended sitting, same thing too for the brain. So, this is a concern because MTL thinning can be a precursor to cognitive decline and dementia in middle-aged and older adults. And therefore, They conclude that reducing sedentary behavior may be a possible target for interventions designed to improve brain health in people at risk for Alzheimer's disease. And you better believe that exercise is beneficial for the brain, because exercise generates something called BDNF. And BDNF is the juice that causes brain cells to grow. It's like Miracle-Gro for brain cells. And you want to increase your brain-derived neurotrophic factor, because without it, your brain seeks to remodel itself. Brain cells age and die, and brain cell repair is put to a standstill. So our 86-year-old caller earlier, who's physically active, she's doing the right thing when it comes to preserving her brain function. I'd love to see an MRI of her brain at 86. It's probably a very atypical, healthy brain, even for an 86-year-old, notwithstanding the stuff that's going on top of her brain, the thinning hair. Hopefully the thinning hair, not associated with thinning brain cortex. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. Call us. We'll be taking your calls momentarily. We got lots more to take up, including a study which suggests that those statin drugs that are so liberally prescribed may increase the risk for a devastating neurological disorder. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
As a longtime complementary medicine practitioner, I know how important it is to ensure that the supplements I prescribe are genuine, professional-grade, and effective. That's why I use FullScript as my online dispensary, so I can send my patients, as well as Intelligent Medicine listeners, the exact products they need. If you're a healthcare provider, do what I did and sign up for a free FullScript account. Just go to fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. It's the easiest way for you to prescribe the exact supplement protocols your patients need. FullScript stocks the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The best part, FullScript sends out refill reminders, so it's totally effortless for your patients to stay on track with their supplement protocols. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and they offer world-class support. Improve patient outcomes, rest easier knowing your patients are getting exactly what you prescribed them. FullScript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. Sign up for a free FullScript account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. That's fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you can avail yourself of the opportunity to pose a question by calling us at 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And we got lots to talk about, and we'll be taking your calls momentarily. But this item, and it probably didn't make very much of a splash in the press. In fact, I haven't heard about it, so this may be the very first time that you hear about it on the air or in the media whatsoever. It turns out that ALS is thought to be increased in likelihood in individuals who take statin drugs. And this is from a study that just was published this week. And the introduction of the study says, apparent elevations in reporting of ALS associated with statin use have been previously described from data obtained via U.S. and European databases. So the aim of the study was to look at the reporting of ALS against statin use. And let me just say up front that I do not believe that statins cause ALS. Statins are not the cause of ALS, because you have, of course, the example of a guy who had Lou Gehrig's disease. It was Lou Gehrig who had it well before the statin era. So the disease was well established in the pre-statin era. But increasing incidence of ALS may be in part due to the ubiquitous use of statin drugs, because they can affect the nervous system. Why do they affect the nervous system? Well, blocking cholesterol blocks the cholesterol synthesis in the brain, and the brain is responsible for neurological disorders. That's the simple answer. And so when they looked at this database, they found something pretty stark. The relative risk for ALS ranged from ninefold for Crestor and Pravacol to 17 to 107-fold for, respectively, Lipitor and Zocor and Mevacor. So this is a very, very concerning finding, and suggests, as I've often posited, that we really need to be careful about our prescribing of statins. Yes, there may be benefit for some people who've had heart attacks, for some people who have had stents. They've demonstrated severe blockage and a propensity to heart attack or stroke. And some studies say that they indeed protect these people from cardiac death and may help them live longer. But substituting one problem, heart disease, for another very devastating problem, ALS, may not be in the interest of the tens of millions of Americans who take statin drugs. So the authors conclude these findings extend previous evidence showing that significantly elevated ALS reporting extends to individual statin agents and adds to concerns about potential elevated occurrence of ALS-like conditions in association with statin usage. And we really want to keep the eye on the ball for what happens 10, 20, 30, 40 years down the line in people who take these drugs on a daily basis and dramatically lower their cholesterol. And some of these new cholesterol-lowering drugs will lower cholesterol down into the single digits. They'll want to see your cholesterol 50 or 60 or 70 for heart disease purposes. But what possible damage could that do to your brain? That is a real concern. All right, let's take a call from... Actually, let's not take a call because our time is limited this hour, but we'll take some more calls this weekend. I mean, this next hour. When it comes to low-fat dairy still advocated by the American Heart Association. Go to the American Heart Association page, and they say avoid high-fat dairy products and substitute skim milk or 2% milk for high-fat dairy. But it's becoming apparent that that information, that recommendation, is outmoded. The results of a long-term study released this month are bringing new evidence to light. And the verdict is it's pro-fat. American Heart Association's Circulation Journal, and now they should know better when it comes to their recommendation. Let's see if their recommendations change in light of this. They're really stuck on that low-fat recommendation. They published a 15-year observational study examining groups who indulged in whole milk and others who stuck to low-fat dairy regimen. So that's a pretty good study. 15 years. Well, it turns out the subjects who ate full-fat dairy products were shown to be less likely to develop diabetes than their more prudent counterparts who avoided the high-fat dairy. And that totally makes sense, because fat provides satiety. And many low-fat products, in order to provide more appeal, are laden with sugar. Think low-fat yogurt. Well, it doesn't taste very good. It tastes watery. So therefore, they ate all kinds of sugar and fruit, which ultimately can move you in the direction of metabolic syndrome and diabetes. That's the major pathway to cardiovascular disease. No, by the way, those findings helped corroborate a 2015 study in the European Journal of Nutrition that found no increased risk of heart disease among people who consumed high-fat dairy. So, low-fat dairy, an experiment that was doomed to fail. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Call us 877-726-8255, and we'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.